finished the book of Habakkuk today. I brought a prop. I like to have fun. It's always good to connect with you, get into God's Word together, share these videos with friends. Today I want to talk about the J curve for Habakkuk. It's really a book about rebuilding his faith. And so, yes, this fit into our budget. The J curve, what happens to Habakkuk in this book? Real simply, you know, there's a starting point. He does have a faith in God, and there's some good things in his life, but he's wrestling. And he gets down into the depths where things don't make sense. He's confused, he's frustrated, he's disappointed. He hits an absolute low point. And then God lifts him up onto the heights, and he ends up at a place that it was a difficult process, and things didn't always make sense, but he continued to praise God, trust God, and God built up his faith in such a way that it also incorporated the reality of what was happening around him, as Babylon was ruthless, and what was God's plan with Babylon, the Israelites. I mean, he's working through all this in the book, but he ends up in a place where he's trusting God, he's close to God, he doesn't understand everything, but he's going to walk forward, walk on the heights, new territories, new victories. And this is just a picture of how God rebuilds our faith. You see this in the Psalms all the time. It's a J curve, a starting point, this dip, this wrestling, this disappointment, but then God rebuilds. And I want to encourage you today, if you're in the valley, sometimes the tools you gain in the valley are what you need to scale the mountain. And don't be too discouraged when things get difficult, but keep looking to God, receiving, learning from Him, trusting Him, and God will build and rebuild your life where there's ruins. He will bring praise. Just be encouraged by the letter J today. Like I say, this is corny. The truth is what lasts. God's Word is real, and God is faithful. He will rebuild what's been destroyed.